We don't know quite how to get this message.
This is a hard one, Mr. President, because what you have is Anaconda. I'm not justifying Anaconda, but President Frey of Chile raised the price of copper to 38 cents. The Anaconda was reluctant to go 34 to 36 cents last May. They had no choice because most of their production is down in Chile once the government stepped in, because the government actually controls those mines, and they pay about, Anaconda must pay around 75% of its production in the form of taxes. And for Chile, copper, I think, furnishes around 75 to 80% of its convertible currency. If it was just domestic production, the aluminum matter could be followed, but I don't think you've got that much copper in the stockpile.
No, we're going to revise our stockpile, though.
Yes.
And we have got to some way get a message to these folks that we just got to have this thing roll back.
Do you want me to issue a statement to the effect that urging the government to release copper from the stockpile to forestall these increases in the price of copper?
No, but I think that you ought to, if you could, very carefully say to Anaconda and ask them to tell Phelps Dodge, or you tell them, those two, just say, now there's great pressure being brought on the president to use every weapon he's got, and he thinks the State Department's been trying to be helpful to you in Chile and these other places.
Yeah.
But this price has got to come back, and we'll try to make it up some way. But you all better get in touch right quick with Califano and McNamara and Ackley, the economic advisors, because we're not going to let aluminum and copper and steel go up right now. We just can't. And they've already announced them without talking to us about it. And that you just think that rather than have aluminum thing develop, that you hope it doesn't own copper, that you think that you could talk to the president and get him to revise the stockpile. You think you could talk to him and get him to try to talk to Frey. You think that there are a lot of things that could be attempted.
Yeah.
But when they're not communicating, that is pretty bad. And that the president, it's just your personal opinion, that they ought to get in touch with Califano, who is Johnson's top man on this, who works with the Council of Economic Advisors and McNamara, and they will be understanding and sympathetic, but they oughtn't to try this thing in the newspapers. And if they don't do it, you think that we're going to be a little reluctant to help them in some of these foreign situations where their whole life's at stake.
Yeah.
Just tell them that you have always been able to get the president to be pretty reasonable. You got him to take some out of the stockpile before, and you may be able to get him to do it again, revise it. But that they better get in communication with Califano, and he'll get them with Ackley and McNamara and talk about their problems. We don't understand what their problems are. They don't understand ours. So instead of getting into a big fight that you don't want to get into in the papers, you think they better get down there and quietly go in the White House and talk to them.
Good enough.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Tell Califano what he's up there. Tell him what you find out.
Yes, sir. Thank you.